Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hey everyone! I hope that you're doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shaka and I welcome you to my channel. As always, I'm so grateful that you're listening, subscribing, and commenting. I appreciate the support. And if you're interested in supporting me further, you can do that by going to my Patreon or Ko-fi link. They're linked in the description below. In this one, I wanted to speak to you about intuition a little bit. And something that I've noticed about my intuition that has really been something that I haven't noticed before, that I haven't paid attention to before, and I wish that I started paying attention to it a little bit earlier. And I wanted to share it with you because probably you're doing exactly the same thing, but you haven't noticed it yet. It hasn't actually seeped into your consciousness yet. It's there in your subconscious roaming around. So I want to bring it over to your consciousness so you can kind of start moving through the world and using your intuition in the manner that it's supposed to be used for. There's many different ways of using intuition, but there's this one thing that's been popping up for me over and over and over and over again. I'll give you an example, a story first, to give you an illustration of the fact that I'm using this intuition a certain way. So I am booking my ticket back to Canada, to Toronto, in April, right? And I'm going to book my ticket. I'm going to go back home for a couple of months because I want to spend time with my family. I want to be there for my mom's birthday and my brother's birthday. I've missed their birthdays for the last 3 years because I've been away. And my mom's birthday is on the 30th of April. My brother's on the 16th of June. He's a Gemini. She's a Taurus. Not that you guys care. But I want to do their birthdays. I want to spend time with them. So about 2 months, I'm going to be there. 2 months and a half or something. Something like that, right? And so my thing about booking a ticket back home, usually I sit down on my computer once a week and I'll check flights like 6 or 7 weeks in advance before I'm supposed to be leaving. And I'll check for flights and I'll look at the flights and I'll be like, all right, what's going on? How do the flights look like? And I'll sit down and I'll look at what the price is like and I'll let it seep into my heart and I'll feel into my heart, my intuition. And I'll be like, all right, how does it feel? Does it feel good? Do you want to book it right now? And then my heart will be like, I don't feel comfortable right now. And so I'll be like, all right, cool. Let's wait another week or a few days and then I'll go back and check again, right? So I keep on doing that until all of a sudden I'm like, oh, right, okay, good. I feel good about this. Let's book it. But it's not only just about the ticket price, obviously. It's not about that. If that was, it was as easy as that, it would be so easy. But there's a lot of other factors involved with it as well. So I'm sitting there and then there's other factors like, oh, I'm supposed to be leaving my condo before I leave to go back home. And I have to renew my visa April 5th before I go back home. And so there's all these different factors that come into play as well. And so what I do with these things is that I sit down and I try to be in my heart and to realize, okay, if the price is not the factor that's causing you to feel icky about booking this flight, then what else is causing you to feel icky about booking this flight, right? And this can kind of be transferred over to everything that you are doing because this question is so useful. And I know it's a very simple question, really. It's so simple. You're sitting there thinking, what? This is what I was doing, what I'm listening to this for. But literally, as soon as I ask this question, I'm like, all right, it's not the flight that's making you feel bad or feeling uncomfortable. It's not the price. It's not the flight. What is it? And all of a sudden, as soon as I ask these questions in general, the answer filters into my consciousness. It's not the flight. It's that I don't want to leave this apartment and I don't want to renew my visa. Now, a lot of this stuff won't make sense to you, but as soon as I had this revelation, these two thoughts popped up in my head, literally in the next moment, I was like, I get it. I get absolutely why I've been checking flights over and over again for the last 3 weeks, but I haven't been able to book it because I was feeling icky about it. This is the reason, not the flight. The flight is not the reason. There is some underlying reason, some random underlying reason that I thought was unrelated but is related to my decision-making process. And that is what I wanted to really break it down for you guys in this video, is that a lot of times intuition, especially introverted intuition, for INFJs, I'm speaking to you guys, and INTJs, introverted intuition, because we take in so much information from so many different places without even realizing it. You know, we're sitting here and we have thousands of bits of information about 1,000 different things in our head, but we haven't connected it all yet. Our intuition is doing it in the background and my subconscious is doing it in the background. And that's why I felt bad about booking that flight and I felt uncomfortable about it, because my intuition in the background had put all these things together and already realized that you don't want to leave on this date, you have to leave on a different date. That's why you don't feel good about booking the ticket. As soon as you realize the right date I was supposed to book the ticket on, with all the different factors involved with it, it was so easy for me to go to my computer, book the ticket, and it felt good. It felt right. It didn't feel icky anymore, right? Now, this is a random example. I'm sure you're thinking, I don't get it. A lot of times you're just sitting there making decisions, and decisions easy to make. Should I eat an orange or an apple? Easy, right? I'm guessing it's easy for you guys. But sometimes bigger decisions, like for me going back home, what day should I book it? How am I going to settle in all the visa stuff and this and that? There's a lot of factors involved in making such a complicated decision. Whenever it comes down to a complicated decision, our intuition, especially our introverted intuition as an INFJ, has already kind of, if you give it time, has already kind of done the analysis on it in the background, in your subconscious. It has already done the analysis in the background. But it's not in your forefront yet. It's not in your consciousness yet. It's in the subconscious and it's sitting there. And you need to filter it up. You need to get it out to your consciousness. But otherwise, you're just going to be floundering about, not able to make a decision, because you know that there's something more that you're supposed to know about making this decision, but you don't know exactly what it is. Literally like me sitting here and thinking, I should book this ticket. I know I need to book this ticket. Why can't I book this ticket? What's going on? What else do I need to know here? And then you ask your subconscious, your intuition, this question. What else do I need to know? What am I missing here? And then as soon as you ask that question, because that's the question, it's important what question you ask. Questions are very important with introverted intuition because there's so much information. You have to ask the right question to get the right answer, right? And so if you ask the right question, all of a sudden, instantaneously, your intuition is like, here's the answer. This is why you can't book the ticket on April 17th because you're supposed to be leaving on April 5th. And boom, it's as if like an explosion goes off in your head and you're like, oh, shoot. Right, you're right, absolutely right. Yeah, that's it. Okay, that's the reason I was uncomfortable with this decision. And all of a sudden, as if by magic, the decision that was so complicated and so difficult to make a second ago becomes extremely easy because your introverted intuition helps you out in that regard. The problem, as I said, with introverted intuition in so many different ways is that it's not direct. And I think that's one of the reasons why INFJs have such a hard time with their intuition, because their intuition doesn't directly say, this is the answer, answer A. It's not like, all right, answer A here, answer A, this is the answer, go and look at it. It doesn't say that. It doesn't give you the answer like that. It's very, like, it's like God. It doesn't talk directly to you. It talks to you through different avenues. And so you're sitting there and you're like, please subconscious, give me the answer. And sitting there thinking, no, that's not the right question. You haven't asked the right question. You have to ask the right question. Sounds kind of annoying when you think about it, but it's trying to make sure that it gives you the right information at the right time, right? Because if you get the right information at the wrong time, you're not going to be able to use it properly. And so as soon as you ask the right question, you're in the right zone for receiving the answer. Now that seems very complicated and abstract, but really I'm going to repeat it. If you receive the right answer at the wrong time, you're not going to be able to use it, and your introverted intuition knows that. But as soon as you ask the right question, you are in the right frame of mind to get the right answer to make the decision properly, right? It's very important that you guys understand this. So a lot of times we're like, why can't I make the decision? Why is it so hard? It's not the right time to make that decision. You need to wait a little bit. You need to let it congeal. You need to let your intuition work on it. You need to let yourself ask the right question. And when you're ready for it, it'll become so automatically easy that you're gonna be like, whoa, this is easy. Why did I make it so hard for myself? You didn't make it hard for yourself. You were contemplating it. You were reflecting on it. Your intuition was working on it. And as soon as it becomes easy, your answer comes to you because you asked the right question, right? And so really, again, ask the right questions, but take your time with it, because your introverted intuition needs time. You yourself need time to listen to the right answer and to use it properly. And so don't get impatient with your intuition. I know I get very impatient with my intuition quite often. I wish I didn't, but I do. And so really the key here in all of this is be patient with yourself, with your intuition. Let it congeal. Let it do its business. It's doing it right. It's going to give you the right answer at the right time, at the perfect time. You won't have to worry about it at all. It will give you the answer. Just let it be. And then keep on asking questions. Keep on asking the right questions. What else do I need to know? What am I missing? And as soon as you're ready for the answer, your answer will come bubbling up into your consciousness as if it's the most natural thing on this planet. And you're going to sit there thinking, oh, right. Okay, cool. Got it. I'm going to go and make the decision now. I'm going to book the ticket now, whatever your thing might be. And so as I said, as soon as I got the right answer, I was like, okay, right. Great. Okay, let me go book the ticket now because I know what I'm supposed to be doing. It becomes so easy all of a sudden. This difficult, complicated, convoluted decision where you're like, I don't know what to do. You're racking your brains over it. All of a sudden becomes as easy as pie. And you're thinking to yourself, oh gosh, what the hell is wrong with me, right? Nothing wrong with you. It's just your introverted intuition taking its time. That's why INFJs seem very slow beings in general, because it takes us time to make decisions. It takes our introverted intuition time to gather all the information and to let our consciousness know the right answer. So give us the time if you're dating us. Let us be and let your intuition be if you're an INFJ. If you have any questions about this, please comment below. It is a complicated topic for sure. And so if it was a little bit confusing to you, that's okay. Take your time with it and listen to it twice or thrice more. And if you have questions, I will do another follow-up video on your questions. Thank you so much for listening. I shall see you guys the next time around. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shakar. Bye for now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.